From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how the military policy of don't ask, don't tell is playing out in the presidential race. But first, President Bush today will propose a major overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. Senior administration officials say he'll call for a temporary worker program for the estimated 8 to 12 million workers who are in the U.S. illegally. More than half of them are believed to be Mexican. The president's proposal, if approved, would represent the most dramatic immigration reform in two decades. But the initiative faces some opposition in the Congress, which would have to pass it. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us from Washington. Jennifer, what more can you tell us about the president's proposal?
Well, so far, administration officials have laid out a broad outline. They say it will be fleshed out by Congress, but there are a lot of similarities to some legislation already proposed. Essentially, anyone here now illegally who is working could apply for the program in tandem with their employer, who would be their sponsor. If approved, they would then be a legal worker for 3 years, but officials say that term could then be renewed, although they don't know for how many times. Officials say this opportunity would also exist for people in other countries who want to come here. Again, no details yet, but one proposal in Congress would set up a government internet site where U.S. companies could post jobs, and if no Americans applied after 2 weeks, people in other countries could then apply for that job.
And would the temporary workers be allowed to stay in the U.S. permanently?
Senior administration officials say no, not necessarily, and they adamantly deny that this proposal represents a blanket amnesty. They say the temporary workers would have no advantage, but they could apply for a green card along with anyone else who's here legally. The question is, would they get a green card before their temporary worker status expired? The immigration agency is incredibly backlogged. It can take 6 or more years to get a green card. There's also only so many slots for green cards, and while officials say they're going to increase those slots, they don't say about how much. It clearly won't be enough to accommodate the millions of illegal workers here now. Now, if your temporary status would run out before you get a green card, officials say you and your family would have to go back home. And there are also, the president is going to propose a couple of things designed to encourage immigrant workers to return home. One, he wants agreements that would allow workers here who work here for a time to collect U.S. Social Security benefits after they return home. And the president has also suggested some kind of tax-sheltered savings account for temporary workers. Officials suggest this would allow them to save retirement money, or they could use it to buy land, essentially presumably back home, or start a business back home, for example.
And what are the chances of this getting through Congress?
It's unclear. On the one hand, you do have several Republican-sponsored bills already out there similar to the president's proposal. Also, virtually every Democratic presidential candidate, several obviously congressmen, have endorsed some type of immigrant guest worker program. So it's an idea that seems to have momentum, but there is also a lot of opposition. Critics say this is merely rewarding lawbreakers. In the House especially, Tom Tancredo of Colorado has found support for his argument that immigration reform is bad for national security. The president's advisors, by the way, say it would enhance security by bringing immigrants out of the underground economy. But so far, cynics could certainly suggest that this is going to be a hot election year debate that designed to attract large Hispanic vote, but could melt away come November.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Washington. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.